Hey, Hunter,
Yeah.
you know what time it is?
I think it's like five something.
Yeah. Now it's time to bust through those boundaries.
Oh!
Let's go.
For the record, I had no idea he was going to say
That's okay. It is time. And today we wanted to bust the boundaries between science and religion about self-love. And to start, I was thinking with like self-love, and maybe this is repetitive. I know that like a lot of people have talked about this recently, but the fact that in the world today, a lot of people are coming out with like this mindset that we don't have to change, that we're okay, that self-love means be okay with yourself right now, and like don't let other people think that you have to change. You know?
Yeah. No, I don't think, I mean, like, even if it is repetitive, I feel like it's something that needs to be talked about, like, again and again and again. Because at
Yeah.
least for me, like, this is, like, a topic that I'm also, like, passionate about, because I feel like I've struggled with this. I feel like most people have, and it's just something that needs to be ingrained into your mind that, like, other people can love you, and yes, that's great, and that's, like, a great feeling to have. But, like, first and foremost, you need to, like, love yourself, because if you can't love yourself, as we'll talk about later, then you can't love other people.
Yeah.
And so it's just like so important. So, whether or not it's repetitive, this is for all of you that are listening, just to remember to love yourself. We're gonna go through and break those boundaries between those and break that boundary right in front of your head, right here in your forehead, to get it through to your thick skull that you
That
need to
one.
love yourself.
Yeah.
Right here, not Mickey Mouse.
Oh, what are you talking about?
He has a skull too, I
He's got a Mickey Mouse hat
guess.
on.
Yeah, sorry.
For
Oh,
our
yeah.
listeners out
I'm
there.
sorry that you're
It's
probably not
like,
watching
that doesn't make any sense.
that. You're like, this guy's crazy. No, so yeah, starting off, as we always do, first, we're going to talk about what science says.
Wait, that's John
Oh, yeah.
Cena.
Boom, back, it's up.
I don't know if we can legally put that in
Oh,
there, but
fudge.
I hope we can.
When we get huge,
Hey,
then.
I did want to say though, even if it is repetitive, that's how like God teaches. He teaches through repetition.
True.
So if it's being repeated, sometimes it means it's important. If it's by God, it is important. Like throughout the Bible, different stories, different people, but same messages.
It's true. If some other guy's repeating something, it might just mean he's crazy. But you know, with God, he knows what he's talking
Yeah,
about.
he's not crazy. It sometimes sounds crazy.
Sometimes it sounds crazy, but it makes sense later,
Yeah.
as you
Amen.
see over and over and over. But
Yeah.
no, I think the first thing to just talk about, I feel like a cool thing is just how, from like not talking about religion, how can like a person develop self-love? I feel like self-love and self-confidence go hand in hand. So what do you think are some like good things, like good standards or whatever you want to call it, for someone to be able to go from having zero self-love to at least maybe not 100%, because I feel like everybody's kind of like
Yeah.
going up and down with that, but I feel like to be able to increase it in some
Okay.
way, what do you think are like some good benchmarks?
I feel like there's two things that come to mind. One of them, I even have this app. I haven't used it yet, but it looks cool. I've had it for like a month or two because it looked cool. It's a something that's been going around a lot is so like the what's it called like positive affirmations that a lot of people do. Like if you're struggling with self-love, just practice saying it. And if you, it's just like with like a plant, how if you will talk to it, talk nicely to it, like be positive with the plant, it will actually grow better. Like it will do better.
Sounds weird, but it's
Yeah,
true.
it's true. Like there's been so many studies. I've tried it with my bonsai plants one
You
time.
have a bonsai
I
plant?
had,
Oh,
but
that
then
sucked.
I see, but then I had my family take over for like a day or two, and they're gonna listen to this and feel bad, but it's okay. I'm over it now. I'm just using it as an example. Just like after like 2 days of like nobody talking to them, they died. It was crazy. Like that, because I was growing them from seeds.
Oh,
Yeah,
wow, that's
and
cool.
they're pretty hard to take care of. But I was talking to them, and yeah, 2 days without it, and they died.
That's really sad.
But sorry, that was a tangent. But more of the story is talking positively to yourself can like reinforce an actual belief in those things. And the other thing I wanted to say about that was something else that I can't remember. What do you think?
Hey, I like that. I feel like just some really basic things that you can do to like develop self-love, self-confidence, is to just do things to show yourself that you love yourself, even if you don't feel it.
Yeah.
And I feel like a big thing that's always talked about is just exercise is one of those things. Just like whatever that looks like to you, that doesn't mean you have to go to the gym and work out 45 minutes, hour and a half, just going crazy. Like whatever that looks like for you, even if it's just like 5 minutes of exercise a day, just to show, hey, like I love myself enough to take care of myself. Mm. And even if you don't feel that way, just doing it, I think repeatedly, kind of like repeating affirmations, you'll be able to start believing that you do love yourself and that love will become more real because you have enough evidence to show your mind, hey, like I'm worth it enough to care about, like to take care of. And I feel like just other basic things that sound like super simple, but I feel like just taking care of yourself in like, you know, taking care of yourself and like grooming, like taking a shower, obviously, brushing your teeth, these super simple things, but just like, I think they're just kind of small votes of confidence that you give to yourself saying, hey, I am worth it to like invest in.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So that's, I feel like that's true. Another thing.
Yeah. If you like feel good, you will feel good.
Yeah. If you feel good, you're like, hey, I feel good, which means that you have enough pride. Not like pride isn't like, oh, I'm better than everybody, but just pride in yourself and like how you look, how you feel, that like you care to take care of yourself. Yeah. And so like, I think your body starts taking over. Like, hey, like I'm worth it. I feel like that internal dialogue kind of gets changed when like you start doing things as well as saying things to yourself with like what you were saying, the positive affirmation. So
yeah, that's like, that reminded me of I started using a while ago, the Nike Run Club app.
Oh yeah.
Where you can listen to like a coach, like on your run. So cool. I've really loved that because I've really missed having a coach like in high school when I would run, and so this has helped me to have, in a way, somebody there, you know.
Yeah.
Giving me some advice, but one of the things that he's talked about, like his goal in these kind of like running podcasts, are not to make you like keep paying so that you can like he's not gonna in the podcast do things that are gonna make you rely on him, and like keep paying him because really the app is free. But his goal is to help you to be able to not need him as a coach.
Ooh.
And so in part of it, he helps you to be able to coach yourself. And I feel like we need to all be able to learn how to coach ourselves.
Yeah.
And I know it, and with most people, if they were the coach for somebody else, they'd be very positive and be like, hey, you're doing great. Even if they just like tripped like 5 times in the 100-meter dash, like you're not going to put them down for that. Most people will not do that. But to ourselves, we do it at like every time, like too often.
Yeah.
And so a big part of one of those running podcasts I was listening to was helping me to become a better coach for myself. Like however I would coach someone else, do that to myself. And I think that really helps with self-love. If you treat yourself like somebody who deserves love, then you'll feel it more.
Dang, that's super good. Yeah. Thing that just came to mind is like we're our worst critic. Like everybody's heard that. It's just like so easy to be like, you just like you say. I heard it somewhere. It's like you say like some of the most disgusting, mean things that you would never say to anybody else, but like we say them to ourselves.
Yeah.
And like if you think about that in the context of talking to a human being like that, or like in the context of like seeing everybody as like a child of God, like as a child, like talking to somebody as a child of God in that way, like you would never do that. And so just to remember that you also are a child of God and to not talk to yourself that way. Like just, I don't feel like it's something like, oh, I'm talking to myself that way. Cause then that can also become another cycle of like, dang, like I suck cause I'm talking to myself. And you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, at least in my own mind, that's how it works. Like if I'm like, dang, like I want to be doing this, but I'm doing this. So I'm going to like beat myself up. And it's like, I've gotten better at not doing that, but I was like really bad at like beating. I was like really good, I guess I should say, at beating myself up, which is not a good thing. But just having grace with yourself and being like, okay, I recognize I'm doing that, and I'm just going to say something positive about myself in my mind right now, or even aloud.
Yeah. You know, I'm transitioning into what Jesus says. That's exactly what it says in, like, the first few steps of the 12 steps to recovery.
Oh, like the addiction recovery?
Yeah, the church's addiction recovery program.
Oh, okay.
Where, you know, you recognize what you did. You recognize that you do not have the power by yourself to do this, but like recognizing that, you know, you want to like recognize, like seeking the desire. And to be honest, I forgot how that connected, but I'm pretty sure it did.
I'm sure it didn't do.
Okay.
Because you're talking about, because I feel like we're honestly like addicted to like self-criticism when like you were talking about that. Like, literally we are. Like when something happens, I feel like we're almost automatically programmed to say something like that to ourselves.
Yeah.
Where it's like, and so like just remembering that like literally anything can become an addiction, even though it sounds like a dumb thing to be addicted to. A lot of people I feel like are. I feel like I have.
That's true.
And just recognizing, I feel like how you're saying, just recognizing first off that it's even a problem and just being like, dang, like I need to change this, like this is something that's kind of like gotten out of hand, that's the first step. And I feel like kind of like how we're talking about what Jesus says, something that I love is, I don't know if everybody knows these, but a lot of people know like the commandments that God has for us, right? And the first and greatest commandment is
love God.
Boom. And the second is
love your neighbor as thyself.
Ooh, see that last part. How can you, so what do you think? Can you love your neighbor as yourself if you hate yourself?
Yeah, it kind of like throws it off.
Yeah. So literally it's a command from God for us not only to love our neighbors, but to love ourselves first. Because if we don't,
yeah,
then we can't love others. Because if we hate ourselves, why would we want to love anybody else? Because we don't feel like our love is worth giving, I feel like.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I just want to tell you that you are worth it enough to give your love away to not only others, but to yourself first and foremost. And it's not a selfish thing to do, but it's a very healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
And that you are worth it, and that you are a child of God, and just remember that always.
Yeah, to be honest, like, when I look at, like, the people that show the most hate to other people, like, psychologically, those are usually the people that hate on themselves the most, mm-hmm. that struggle with self-love the most. People who act negatively outwards, there's something inwards happening that's far greater than that.
Yeah.
And honestly, like when you realize that, then you really begin to like learn charity, like pure love. Like when you can see that in somebody and not assume that they're just trying to throw you down, but really there's something deeper in there. And then so with that fact, like looking inside of ourselves, like if we notice that we're starting to act out against other people, like show hatred, usually that means like, you know, we're not really loving ourselves that much. Yeah. There's something going on.
It's true. Like they always like depict it in movies and shows and stuff like that. Where, like, the biggest bully is also the one with like the biggest, like probably problems of like self-esteem and self-love because of something that's happening that's underlying. And it's hard to see that from the outside. You just want to like have justice for them on it. Yeah. Obviously, honestly, because you're like, freaking, what the heck is this person doing? They deserve to be punished and whatever. But once you like, you know, the background story, how you're saying, like you have like that more of a genuine love for him because you can like kind of see what's going on behind the scenes.
See, and that is exactly how Jesus feels about us. Like as you were describing that, I was just like picturing like us as that bully. You know, we do things and then we throw ourselves down for it. But Jesus, he sees like perfectly our background, and he sees all the context, all the things that are happening inside of us and in our past that led us to make that decision to do that action. And us for ourselves, we're throwing ourselves down for it. But Jesus, he sees that, and he wants to help us with it. He doesn't want to just correct that behavior in that moment and then just like yell at you like some leaders do. Mm-hmm. But he wants to help us change like our beliefs in ourselves, because he knows, like we've talked about before, how the true doctrine understood changes attitudes and behavior. Uh-huh. He's not just going to try to correct our behavior. He wants to help us to change our understanding. Understanding of doctrine, understanding of ourselves. And with that, one of the things I feel like helps me the most with self-love is just like even when I feel like I don't feel a lot of love from other people around me or even from myself, the knowledge that God loves me, the knowledge that I really am his son, that he sacrificed his only begotten son for me, like his Jesus Christ decided on his own to die, to suffer for everything that I've done and that I will do. Like he loved me enough to do that. That's it, even if I can't feel love for myself in any moment, knowing that he loves me is powerful.
I agree. I was going to say something, but then I want to say something else actually first. So if you can't feel that love for yourself right now, just know it's okay. That you are a child of God, and that he loves you no matter what, and that that's not There's nothing that could change that, and that's the cool thing. Basing your identity around knowing you're a child of God and that He loves you, that's never going to change. And so if you don't feel that way, just pray to God and ask Him how He feels about you, and you'll feel His love for you. I know that you will, because I felt His love for me, maybe not in that specific instance, but I felt His love for me in many different parts of my life when I haven't felt it for myself. So we just want you, if you can't feel that way, if you feel weird about praying, just go somewhere where nobody else knows where you're at and just talk to Him and ask Him how He feels about you, and kind of just sit there and wait, because He wants to talk to you, because God's our Father, obviously, and He wants to talk to us. Mm. Something else that I love, that there's a quote that came to my mind earlier when you were talking about it, that the world, they would take people out of the slums and try to give them a better life, but what God does is He takes the slum out of the people, and then they get themselves out. And that's kind of how it is when you switch your perspective and your own self-love and be able to work on it, both in like a way that we're talking about with like taking care of yourself physically and also just remembering who you are as a child of God and that He loves you, that those two things will be able to drastically change your life, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Amen to that. I testify of that. And with that, I think we've kind of thrown what we says into all of that as well.
True.
With our opinions. And what we've tested and tried for ourselves. And so moral of the story is there's like those affirmations to say it, to act like you love yourself. But more, like, I feel like most important, the number one thing that would help, it's like what Hunter said, is to ask God how He feels about you. Yeah, I also know he's our, not just like our Father, but He's our loving, heavenly, perfect Father. I feel like that's a good challenge to do.
Yeah. We haven't really given too many things out there, but I feel like just giving small things like this be able to help you put into practice what we're kind of talking about. Mm-hmm. And we'll also do them as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe we'll just have like a little report thing at the beginning of how it went.
That's a great way to start them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Anyway, we'll talk about that next time then.
Booyah.
Keep us accountable, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, remember, God loves you, we love you, and one of the most importantly, you need to remember that you need to love you, and yes, that you can and you will.
Peace.
Love. We love you.
Unity.
Woo!
Ciao.